Blog Talk Radio.
Do.
about the way you love me. And the way you squeeze me. Yeah. Hey, you're simply beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, when you get right down to it, oh, I could say about you, girl. I could say that I
really, Myatt-Hotep, Grand Rising, Better Love. You are listening to the Truth to Power Show with Eric L., myself. And we're going to be sitting at the Mound Sound Table on this last Monday in 2022 with the colors of green, white, blue, and brown. Good evening, Eric. How are you doing?
No matter how you expect me to be after that, Bear. You brought all that magnesium to the table. I fell in like a green giant.
Yes.
I'm in the building. Big time, big time. Got my colors. Got the coat of many colors.
Okay.
I love it. I love it, Beverly. Thank you so much. And,
thank you.
I don't know
thank
how many
you.
Broadcasts. Yeah, thank us, Bev. I don't know how many broadcasts that we mm-hmm. did this year, you know, us and the family. And but I know that it packed a lot in, and it was a lot of information on the table this year, and I hope people grabbed things and ran with it, you know, or walked with it or whatever, how you had to do fall with it. And, you know, don't waste it, don't spill it. People spend their vital times, you know, getting information together to share and, you know, take precious time out of their days. Come and join us on the airways. You know, Lee Oscar playing his harmonica. People giving us astrology readings. You know, Eddie giving us the numbers. You know, just a lot of key parts to our family growth. So I want to, you know, give thanks for everybody. We ain't celebrating, you know, that fake Christmas stuff that they got going on the economics. But, you know, we celebrate the word as a más being more in Spanish and which means, you know, a multiplication or adding to, and you know, the Christ is the crystal always for me. So it could be whatever it is for anybody else. The crystallization of, you know, one's heart when it's pure and clean, it's like a quartz crystal. And, you know, we all have to cleanse our crystals in our hearts. And so You know, that's what Christmas is for me. You know, people are lit up, and it's, you know, I say we should be like that all the time. Every day is a holiday.
Yes. And what we are listening to the vibration of green. What's a good green crystal, good green stone?
Oh yeah, we own that right now. That magnesium stones,
magnesium.
Green, right off the Aberturine. It's a beautiful jade. You know, jade. That's the one I recommended for the year because of Jada Pinkett and the Will Smith slap. It was a fake slap, but a real crystal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, yeah, right. And then, what else we got? Green. We got the one I picked up all year, diopside. Never gonna leave that out. Diopside. And you have what's the beautiful one to come out of Arizona? It grows up with chrysocolla. Oh boy, I can't think of it right now. But yeah, man, so many Bev in the green spectrum. You know, so many emerald, of course. That's why it's peridot from basalt. So when you're looking at an Olmec head in the jungles of Mexico or in the Americas. The Olmecs are basalt stones, and that's where you get peridot stone. Beautiful. And a couple of years ago, anybody can look this up, a volcano in Hawaii erupted, and that volcano spit out peridot stones for a couple of days. And after everything cooled, people was out picking up peridot stones. It spit millions of them out
out
of the volcano.
What was that stone that came from outer space? The green stone that's so.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go, babe. That's. Yeah, and a lot of people are giving testimony to that stone, and that's not a stone for anybody just to handle right there. You know,
no.
you have to be you have to be wired correctly to be with that stone right there.
Right. Very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the family members to call in. I'm drawing a blank on it right now, but yeah, one of the family members will beam in on it and call in. But thank you for having this session about colors, Bev. You know, it covers many different spectrums, so I'm lit. I'm lit up. You know, all the colors, however many colors it is, I'm lit up with all of them right now.
and also, what chakra color is the green? Since we are on
that's
the
heart, straight,
green, that's the heart.
Straight to the heart, straight
yeah.
to the heart. You came in with a shot straight to the heart. That's what I say, you know,
okay.
That's it's just a beautiful vibe. Always, you know, when you're dealing with the heart, that's the magnesium, you know, the magnesium.
Okay.
You're dealing with the heart, yeah. You know, we soak our feet in Epsom salt. That's basically what we're doing, you know.
Okay.
Soaking our feet in Epsom salt when you're on that green spectrum, that love, that's that money too, you know. We transfer. Well, now it's being transferred. Well, trees. If you're doing a treaty with somebody, you're having peace with somebody, you're still in that color green spectrum because you're talking about a tree, you know,
right.
Brown and green, brown
yeah.
for the grounding and tree for the growth, exactly the fruit.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, it's a green is a super. That's wow. Yeah, you started it all, Bev. I'm messing it up. I keep talking. Let's do something. What you want to do?
We're going to put some more green on the table.
There you go. Hey, everybody should be on them greens right now.
Yeah.
And while Bev said that, when we come back after a music break, I want y'all to write down the word greens. Get you a pen or a pencil, or you could do it in your mind. Just write down the word greens. We did this before, but we should do it again, Bev. That's important. You said that, greens. I'm going to show you how bomb that is, how that's tied in to us. Everybody knows we're on that green spectrum, you know, that we own that. That's our thing, the greens.
Yes,
so when we come
yes.
back, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the greens.
Okay.
Definitely.
And we got,
superfood.
I see Eddie is sitting at the table. So when we come back, Eddie gonna help us with the numbers to add. We're going to drink some numbers with our greens here. Okay.
Seven up. Let's go.
All right. Here we go.
I can't believe that it's real. The way that you made me feel. I'm burning deep down inside. want to have.
Where it's at, yeah. Oh, yeah. What you done?
vibrating with the frequency of the green. That's L green. And we are at the mound table. You can call 323-642-1586 if you would like to join us, Eric and myself, at the mound-sound table tonight.
Well, we got that 30-year-old Beverly turned up tonight. She turned up. Oh, man. Okay, I see how you roll, Beverly. I see how you are.
All right. Okay. Let's add Eddie to the round table here. Good evening, Eddie.
Indeed.
Greetings, family.
Respect.
And love together. How is everybody doing this evening?
Great, great.
Man, colorful, brother, colorful.
Yes.
I love it. Colorful, yes. Yes, and what do I have on it? I got what?
Five. How would you got on
five.
It?
Five. Yes, 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 family. So let's start with that Brother Eric was all over. Starting with the color. Color itself is 14, which is that five. And Brother Eric personally deals with the crystals, 32, the five. And we're on Mr. Green dealing with that color green being 23, the five. Mm-hmm. And let's not leave out the emerald you mentioned, 23, emerald, the five. Oh, and let's not leave out Miss Jada, but it's Jade. Jade is 14, the five. So again, understanding that that five is no more than what we return to when they call it dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, that's stardust. Dust is 23, which forms our temple, 23. Understanding that it basically, the rays being 14, of the sun hitting the pituitary gland, pituitary 41, that activates the pineal gland 32, the five. Food for thought. But jumping on that six for the end of the year, remember going through the music. Music is 21, but understanding that the six liberal art is music, the six. The sixth chakra is the third eye. Woo!
Yeah.
The music of the third eye. See, that's that vibration, 33. It's a tone, 15, the six. It's that beat, 15, of the heart, 24, the six, that we're dealing with at the end of the year. It's even embedded in our six called our DNA. It's on our record. Record is 24. And boy, have you been playing some records tonight. So again, it all stems from the 33 called our knowledge. And how much knowledge do we have to share? So throwing it back to you all, family. On that frequency of the one, which is the awakening.
Yes.
So I sit back and take more notes with the numbers that y'all going to give me from the words.
All right.
Peace and five-fold love.
Okay. Now, we're going to move over to, let's do some color white. Now, what's some crystals that goes with white?
Right off the bat, pearl, the beautiful pearl. What I'll put pearl in the white spectrum, and milky quartz crystals, of course, milky quartz.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what's other white? Calcite. Calcite comes in many colors, but I pick up calcite on the ocean, and it's some of the designs that's on those rocks that come out the ocean because they've been in there washed up by the water for, who knows how long, millions of years, some of them. And when you pick them up, it's like a jeweler took some kind of instrument and crafted the rock with these calcite crystals. You know what I mean? And they pure white, boy. And they, and I don't, you can roll them around in the sand and the dirt. They just stay pure white. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Man, the white spectrum is something I really don't have a lot of, but there's some beautiful, there's some highly prized ones, you know, out there in the white spectrum. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and, royal, anyway, you know, you see somebody with all white on, you know, they a magician, you know what I mean? A magician be sporting it all white, you know?
And I used to like to go to those white parties too, where you dress.
Okay, there you go. And Maurice White from Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
One of the bombest whites we got.
Yeah.
Yeah, the elements with the white, you know? So, yeah, that's the royal. That's the royals. The royals wear white, you know, the white crowns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know when I would be in the church, you know, I used to be in the church realm, you know, the women's in white, you know what I mean,
yeah.
Coming there. Sisters be stepping.
what about the white wedding gown?
There you go. Yeah, that's where like a first time, but ain't that tradition of a
first time?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. A lot of. Oh man. Yeah. Definitely Barry White. Oh man. Yeah. Go deep. Go real deep. You already know.
Let me let Mama, I think this is Mama AZ, and then
we got Mama AZ started up with that album.
336-350.
Oh, and I was on mute. Greetings, family. Greetings.
Grand Rising.
Grand Risings. My dear brother, I guess this is the only way that I can be able to get up with you, Brother Eric, and Sister Bev. I don't have your, is that my phone? I don't have your sales number because I've been getting downloads, Brother Eric, and I haven't heard from Shampoo. It's some information that I've been really getting some heavy downloads. I'm serious. And thank you, Brother Harris, for being over here because there's something getting ready to happen, family. Out here in Arizona, and Sister Bev, we got to get that shampoo on a show or something. Brother Eric, you need to call me because I have some things I need to share with you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's important that family, what I'm talking about is this gentleman that Brother Eric connected me to. And what little bit of information that he has sent me, oh my God, it has to do with those stones out here in Arizona. And he left family. He just lived right up the street from the stronghold. You know, I talk about Cochise's stronghold a lot. And he was living in this sacred town called Pierce. And they ran him away. I know I'm talking in riddles, but Brother Eric, it has to do with the music and it has to do with the stones. I mean, the ordinary stones out there in the Dragoon. In the Chiricahua, and the Turkey Creek, all of these things are symbolic. And he was just over there. Unbelievable that he allowed. I don't know what's up with that. I'll just leave that alone. But it's something that could possibly happen, family. And I want you to know, Brother Eric, you have a major key. That connection that you have with him, and being that body that you walk in, it made me realize something when I saw this YouTube movie. It's called Ken. I'm not going to tell you about it, but you must pay attention. I don't know if any of you family have seen that movie. Does it ring a bell to anybody?
What is it called? Can? C-A-N?
Can. K as in Catherine. I-N, like your kin people.
Oh, kin folks. Okay.
Right. Oh, my God. That movie is so deep. I mean, for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to move forward. And these are interesting times, and I want you to know, Brother Eric, you are a major player on that. What do you call it? The chessboard. The highest piece. The tall ones, the ancestors, told me that the other night. And Peter has a little minute and some change video, I think. And what buzzwords he said in that video were so on point to the information that he sent me. I don't understand a lot of it, but I understand the deepness of what this is about. I'm serious. There are portals here that I know, family. I mean, all of my gut is telling me that you and Shampoo, especially you, Brother Eric, they're telling me. There are things that Shampoo may know that you could kind of quickly pick up on. However, the tall ones are saying the key lies within you, Brother Eric. The man is no joke, meaning Shampoo. However, one has to work with the other. And that's what Cochise just relayed to me. I'm serious. And
you
it's
heard?
It's no accident that he was residing in Pierce. That's very symbolic. In the Dragoon, Karachawa, Turkey Creek Mountains. So I don't want to hog. I really appreciate this, Sister Bev. I do. I really do.
Really appreciate you, Mama AC. It's all connected. It's all connected. We're going to go into some vibrations, white vibrations here, and we'll come back to the mound table.
Yes.
Thank you. when we met, you weren't quite kidding me. What you had in store was ever only me. Surely you know you took me by surprise. When I turned and looked, I saw that message in your eyes. There you were, out there on the floor. The way you move, girl, only made me want you more. I did not know you had been hypnotized to the movement of your body dancing in my eyes. I knew I had to hold you and make you mine. Don't want to control you, just have a good time in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me, oh, no, no, ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, I find it hard for me to concentrate. If I don't make my move down, it might be too late. I've got to make sure you don't get away. After all you done, girl, to make me wanna stay. All my life I've been searching for a star. Now my search is over, and here we are, living in ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, yeah, we're in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting. Something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, babe, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers, some say I'm damn good, and if you think you can turn me out, maybe I wish that you would, cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you I'll never go back, you say there's a lesson that you wanna teach, well here I am baby, practice. Things I can do to you, and so many ways I can't believe. Hey, 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 it's your move, yeah. Why don't you start turning down the light and show me just what you can do? Hey, baby, I've had my share of love. I'm here, baby. Practice what you preach. Still waiting, practice what you preach.
That was some very white. We dealing with that white vibration that's there.
And we're dealing with them berries too. Raspberries, blueberries, blackberries.
Yeah.
Yeah, strawberries. I ain't talking about the ones that be smoking crack.
Oh, can I be heard real quick, family?
Yes.
Oh, since we're dealing with the color and music, you mentioned the color brown, and brown is 14, so we can't leave out Brother James Brown.
We haven't gotten to him yet.
Yeah, I was just saying with the color and the names, okay. Even Bobby Brown.
Oh, yeah.
And we can even, do you want to get funky with me with Peter Brown?
Okay.
So I just wanted to throw that in there. Remember, what season are we in with what kind of tree? Isn't it called an evergreen?
Yes.
There's that green, 23.
Okay.
And an evergreen is, what's another name for it? Isn't it also called a pine tree?
Yes.
Well, pine is 14. There's a 5. And what kind of crystal, Brother Eric, resin that makes a crystal that's been fossilized, do we get from the pine tree?
Amber.
Ain't that right? Amber is 14.
Oh, really?
With the pine 14 and the evergreen green being 23, the 5. Yes, family, just wanted to throw that in because these are the trees that they're using, baby, and it has power.
Yeah.
And they cutting it down for something silly. Anyway, family, continue. Just wanted to throw that in the mix.
Okay.
Oh, man, thank you for your input. Go ahead, yeah. Bear.
And that pine tree, you know, they were saying that the pine needles is really helping with the virus or the germ, whatever that stuff that they putting out there. That pine needle is supposed to be really, really good for that.
Oh, we've been talking about it for years, the pine needle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to beg up Brother Eddie for his input and output just then because I just came up with a mantra as he was talking about the amber. And so we always say, I am, you know, I am powerful. I am healthy. I am beautiful. Right.
Yeah.
And, and so I say, you put those together. I amber, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I amber.
It is.
Pine yourself solid to a crystal. Already. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Input and output. Don't never stop, Ed. Don't never stop. Like McFadden and Whitehead. Ain't no stopping us now.
Oh, yeah.
For another one. Yeah, Manny White, peanut butter. Give me that peanut butter sandwich.
I amber. I is 5 and amber is 5. And when we put the 5 in the 5, we on the 1. There's the frequency right there.
Naturally. I love it. Come on, Ben. Come on. Let's keep it going, Ben.
Okay,
about that watch that.
We're still on the white. So we're going to do some more white here.
Wipe it clean.
I never take anything for granted. Only a fool maybe takes things for granted. Just because it's here today, it can be gone tomorrow. I guess that's why I cherish you so much, because you haven't changed. Baby, you're still the same. You're just as sweet, you're just as beautiful as ever. You know, I'm a little old-fashioned. I guess you could call me a little traditional, because I love things to stay like they are between you and me. And that's one thing that you'll never in your life ever have to worry about me, if I'll ever change towards you, because, baby, I love you. Girl, I love you. Just the way you are.
Work that hard, no love. I
just want someone to talk to. I want you just the way you are. I want you the way you are. Don't go changing.
Your game.
You start, you stop. You know what you got is what I need. Oh yes, indeed. When you give it up, it's only enough to make me see.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act.
I want y'all to live on.
make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going.
No stopping us now. We on the move.
Yeah, right on, Bill. That was right on point. Pulled it right up naturally.
Yeah.
Right on point. That's a powerful tune right there, Ward, man. Yeah. That back in the day, that's one of them It was a lot of tunes came out like that back in the day, though. Back to back to back. You know, it seemed like when somebody came out with that groove, they just kept it going. You know, many groups followed that theme of a dance, a powerful tune that hits you soulfully.
Yeah.
A powerful message, and you get your groove on. Yeah, that's right. Many of those hits, and then they destroyed that group energy. They wiped it out. They wiped that group energy out. Yeah. But like the song say, we back on the move. We on the move. Those of us who on the move.
We just had a flat tire. We have fixed the tire. Yeah. We back on the road.
Right. Already, babe. Already. Nobody says it better. Yeah. Yes. So that back to that Mama AZ call. Mama AZ is calling from Arizona. This stone I was thinking about is malachite. It comes straight out of the Dragon Mountain.
Yeah.
Malachite. Yeah. Yes. That's a powerful one. And so yeah, Bev, I'm loving it. I mean, you right on. There's so many, like I say, Lenny White. I remember that cut peanut butter, and then you got he had a lot of fire cuts, and then Maurice White from Earth, Wind & Fire, probably one of my favorite groups. You know, far metaphysical. You know, like I say, that was my church back then. You know. Earth, Wind & Fire, that was my church, that was my gospel music.
That's why Elements 32 to 5. The Elements, baby. And don't forget Average White Band.
Man.
Yeah.
Come on, crush. Man. Yeah, they had another cold slow jam too. I was just listening to the other day. They had some cuts. Yeah,
that
was White Band. That was a good one.
Pick up the pieces, Schoolboy Crush.
Pick up the pieces, Schoolboy Crush. Yeah, that's fire one right there. Absolutely.
We're going to the blue vibration now.
All right, I'm going on mute. Let's do it.
Well, tell us some blue stones.
Oh, man. That's
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Blue Magic. Let's not forget Blue Magic.
Oh, Bobby Blue Blood.
Oh, yeah.
Lapis Lazuli. Lapis Lazuli, man.
Okay.
Lapis.
Lapis.
Yeah, Lapis Lazuli. That's what I think of the blue spectrum, man. That one is right up there at the top for me, boy. That's a high vibration.
Yeah.
Lapis Lazuli. Yeah, blue calcite. Oh boy, some of the blue sapphire. That's a fire one right there. Blues. Oh man, so many beautiful. Yo, I consider turquoise a bluish green because it has a variation of malachite. We talk about malachite, but of that chrysocolla. Oh boy, yeah. Some that's just a few. So many beautiful blues.
Okay.
As you write, it's all blue.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but all in the blue spectrum. I know it's some like Blue Note Records.
Right.
Blue go deep. Yeah, the blues, just the blues, period. The blues.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead, Bev, do your thing. I'm going on mute.
Okay. All right. We're going into the vibrations of the blues here. With the blue note.
I'm your friend, I'm your bridge over troubled water.
Well, that was some Blue Note with Teddy Pendergrass.
That Philly sound, Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Man, you could do a whole 3, 4, 5 months on the Philadelphia sound alone. And I definitely have been reaching out, trying to get the sister. Wow, her name is, let me get it right. She is a producer, songwriter, and musician from the Philly. I'll think of it. Biggs. Her name is Biggs. L. Mary, not Mary. Cynthia. Cynthia Biggs. Cynthia Biggs L. That's her. That's her official title is Cynthia Biggs L. And she is a. And she wrote the song "Nights Over Egypt" by the Jones Girls. She wrote Grammy Award winning songs for Teddy Pendergrass, for Patti LaBelle. And actually, when she wrote the Grammy winning song for Patti LaBelle, Patti didn't like it, and neither did she. And that song ended up being a Grammy. And she wrote songs for P.O. Bryce, and I could go on and on and on, man. She wrote so many hits. So, yeah, I've been reaching out to her trying to I found her over there on a radio show that she was on. And I mentioned her name, and then she honored my call. You know, she's at the end. She spoke and said that she heard my call, but I didn't butt in on that radio show after for any of you. That would have been rude. But anyway, yeah, I've been reaching out to her. That would be a great interview, man. A lot of powerful info. You know how she worked with Stephanie Mills and Teddy Pendergrass together. You know how they was always the first in the studio and the last two to leave the studio. You know, hard workers and just professional. You know, just like he dressed on stage, he dressed coming to work like that too. You know, Teddy Pendergrass always professional. And so yeah, just the way she talk about the Philly sound. You know, Gamble, Huff, all that crew, the Stylistics, all the many. Oh man, you already know, man. It's incredible. So yeah. I haven't given up on that yet. You know, I'm still digging, trying to get that done.
Okay.
Cynthia Biggs, yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. We look forward to that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, she should be doing interviews. I'll be hearing her out there. I just have to, you know, connect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, babe. You continue right on. You're rolling.
All right. Well, we're going to listen to some more blue notes, and we're going to go into some brown, too. So here we go.
Just can't help myself. nothing I can do.
I'm so, so in love
with you.
We can hear me right now. I'm so weak for you.
I'm just so weak for you. I'm just so weak for you. I'm so weak for you. I can't help myself.
Thank you.
I lost my space here. I'm still looking. But that was Blue Magic.
Blue Magic. Yeah, Blue, we know blue is used for communication.
Yeah.
Blue is the throat.
Blue throat. Taurus.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that was fire, yeah. Definitely. Oh, yeah, they have a blue topaz. They have a blue topaz. I've never actually seen one, but I know it's advertised out there as blue topaz. Don't know if it's authentic or not, but topaz is a very powerful stone. And, yeah, if it comes in blue, that's definitely fire. But I had to investigate, though, and see if that's real. You know, they have a lot of fake stones out here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aquamarine. Aquamarine is in the blue spectrum. Blue
right.
is green.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you get to play blue, it's fire. That's a fire crystal. That's a highly sought after one too, aquamarine. That's a beryl. That's four on the periodic table. Beryl. Beryllium.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where you get some fire stones. Go right ahead, Brother Eddie.
Forgive me, fam, but since you brought in the number dealing with the four, but the number of blue is 15, which is 6, and that leads us to another color called indigo, 24, which is 6.
Mm.
And we can't leave out purple, which is 24, another 6. 666, ain't that something? Your top three chakras.
Wow. And you know, the word 6 and the base alphabet give you the number 7, and the color for 7 is purple. So there you go. Yeah.
Going into that 7 vibration too.
Yeah. Man, if you ever do it, you have to do another one of these color vibes. You have to fit prints up in there. You know, you have to get that purple rain.
Yeah.
Up in there.
I'm gonna put prints in here tonight. We gotta put that purple.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Oh no, not to mess with nothing on the kitchen table. I know you got it covered.
we gonna get some grounding now, so we're gonna do some brown here.
Oh man, I'm about to go put on my dancing shoes. I'll see y'all in a minute.
All right.
Nothing without a woman or a girl. You see, man made the car to take us over the road. Man made the train. Carry the heavy load. Man made the electric light to take us out of the dark. Man made the boat for the water, like Noah made the ark. This is a man's world.
But it wouldn't be nothing.
Not a woman on earth. And a baby boy.
Man makes them happy,
'cause man makes them joy.
And after man makes everything he can,
you know that man makes money to buy from other men. About a woman or a girl. He's lost in the wilderness. He's lost and bitterness.
at the bank. And now you're pumped. You got to get ready for the big payback.
The big payback.
That's where I live. Oh, for the big payback.
The big payback.
I can do wheeling. I can do dealing.
Yes, you can.
But I don't do no damn squealing. I can dig rapping. I'm ready. I can dig strapping. But I can't dig that backstabbing. Hit him, Fred, hit him. Hey, hey, hey! Loud! Bow!
talking here and I got my mute on. Okay, I got a family member that's got one of the family listeners got a record out here too. So while I'm putting Prince on, we're gonna listen to his tune here. If I can find it. Let's see what I did with it. Okay, here we go. Then we're going to come with some purple.
Yeah. Oh. Hey. Let's go. I'm hurt. It's cool. I want the whole bottle back to me. I'm hurt. Let's go. Somebody help me.
Through the night, somebody help me. I'm just trying to find. never meant to call you in pain.
Purple rain, purple rain.
All right, that was Prince with the Purple Rain.
Man, spreading this love all over the place tonight. I'll comment on the first tune that you played. You said I was one of the family members?
Yes. And I think that, you know, maybe while we're vibing on frequencies and vibration, if we have other family members that want to have some music and want to have it played, we will put it here and play it. You can send it to me at beverly2440@hotmail.com. I know I still use Hotmail.
Yeah, well, ain't nothing wrong with that. You definitely Hotmail, that's for sure. I would say that I keep working on your craft, because these are the days and times where people will take your music, be using it as somewhere in a commercial, or you'll take pieces of it, man, be making money off of it, and you'll never know. So just keep working on your craft. The more material you have, the more opportunities you put yourself out there for. And, you know, you gotta, like I say, what's the brothers from H-Town? H-Town boy, Knocking Boots, you know?
Right.
When they came out with that, who would have thought that would have took off like that, you know? Of course,
right.
they had to help Luke. You know, Luke from Miami, you know, he had a big connection, so that helped it go pretty high. But still, though, you know, they were just some three young cats out of Houston, Texas, and you know, hey, they had the number one song in the world. So you know, just keep working on your craft, man. That's what I say. You know, it's improve on every aspect, you know, sound quality, everything, you know. I like the effort. Anybody that got effort, I'm big on promotion, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you're doing some work, man. That's it. You just do the work. If you do the work, man, nobody can say nothing. You should be proud of yourself, man. Big up, you know. You played on a big audience, you know. We got people all over listening, so a lot of people heard that. A lot of people have different things to say, but it's all about what you feel about it. And I think it's fire that you even try, you know. You put some effort out there, you know. Hey, I will say the sound quality was kind of of course it's Blog Talk Radio, and you know I'm on a little phone, but the sound quality was I couldn't really hear it at first. At the beginning, it came more clear as the song went on. You know, the vocals was more clear, but at the beginning, it was a little, you know, it was a little bit hard to understand. But then it's a Blog Talk Radio show again. But yeah, but work on those little things like that, man. Just little, you know, it's a constructive criticism right there. It's not even criticism, man. I'm bigging you up, man. You know, it's this high quality of radio that we try to do over here. You know, we got professional artists and producers of music, you know, a lot of people that's good at music and can do things, you know. And so man, keep your quality up, you know. You never I love it. And it's got a big up Bev for having a radio vibe to express ourselves like this. So yeah, big up yourself.
All right.
Yeah, send us some more music too. Send us some more so we can hear some different styles, you know, different stuff.
Yeah. All righty. Well, we're coming down to our last few minutes here. And I want to thank you and Eddie and Mama AZ for setting at the Mile Sound Table with us. And we'll be back next week. And so we're going to leave here. What are we going to do now? Maybe I'll put some Bobby Blue Bland on. Okay, where you at? Okay, I see you. All right, so I want to thank you, Eric. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you, Mama AZ. Thank you, listeners. And better love until next week.
Yes, until next week.
They call it Stormy Monday. is just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, Lord, and Thursday's also sad. The eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church and I kneel down and pray. And this is what I say, baby. Somebody please send her home to me. Send her home to me.